Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WVQC.com/95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Just a seed, a tiny seed, that my mate gave to me. A seed I sowed, and then watched grow into a fucking great tree. Amazing grass. Straight.
with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
This is Bryce Wiener, and you are now on the front lines in the war for your mind with Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP Cincinnati, broadcasting on 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, the voice of the Queen City. Shine on, Cincinnati, and stand by for further instructions from the officer in charge, the Happy Hemptress.
And I do have your instructions. I really do. I am the Happy Hemptress. It is Hemp Rock Radio, and the Burn Man's over there rolling the pot up for us today. And Mr. Personalities must be over there somewhere listening, we hope, on the radio. We hope to be on the air at 95.7. And if you want to make sure that we stay on the air, hey, you can be a member just like us here at WVQC-LP here at the Media Bridges facilities, where, of course, Burn Man does Hemp Rock TV. On this side of the river, anyway. And, of course, so if you want to be a member and you want to help us stay on the air and just be part of a really cool group and a new radio station here in Cincinnati that supports all local music and other issues, depending on the show that's on, you can be a member for $30, just $30. Now, of course, if you add a little bit to that, we'll give you a gift from Natural Choice clothes that have a little sort of a hidden pot leaf on it. It's really cool. So if you want to do that, you can be like Mima and have a hoodie from Natural Choice if you also become a member. Now, of course, if you want to talk to us during the show, because we will be taking some calls today if you feel like it, it is 513-564-9600, and tell us what irks you. In the meantime, I want to tell you very quickly, besides being a part of the station here and being a member, you can also help Media Bridges gain some money through grants. But this is grants that are for a contest. Okay? Now, what this is called is Film Outside the Lines, FOTL. It's in its third year, and if we get as many votes as we need to win, Media Bridges will win $25,000. How's that, folks? I think that the station here could certainly use $25,000, and then that would go towards a program about, I believe it's handicapped adults, putting that together. So that would certainly help a great bunch of people get some information out to the public through this money grants that if they win, they can put a program together and folks get to learn a lot. So help them teach others. And you can do that by going to refresheverything.com/FOTL and vote for Media Bridges. And you could also text to 104400, that would be 104400, and text it to Pepsi. So, if you need more information, of course, you can contact Media Bridges and find out more about that if you're interested. Anyway, as I said, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and we will be here as long as I can talk till 2 p.m. our time, which is Eastern, of course. And Tuesdays, as you know, are 1 to 3. And I want to tell you, take just a minute or so of your time to tell you about our guest tomorrow. I am very, very excited. And I had the pleasure of interviewing this gentleman back in 1998 on New Year's Eve night when I had my show on the other station here in town for volunteers. And it's one of my favorite interviews of all time. His real name is Jerry Samuels. He is otherwise known as Napoleon the 14th. Now, if you're too young to know who Napoleon the 14th is, or you just, you know, forgot because you're either old or got high, or both, He did a song years ago back in the 60s. Matter of fact, I was about 8 years old or so when it came out, called "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, Hee Hee, to the Funny Farm, Where Life is Grand, and Blah, Blah, Blah." And everybody's going, "I know that song. I've heard that. I remember that song." Well, he's our guest tomorrow. And he has some interesting music that fits this show that I want everybody to stay tuned tomorrow and check out, because most people don't realize after that hit, not only made a hit and then was banned in many places, he put other music out too. And he's famous for the Dr. Demento show and things of that like. And so I am thrilled that he is going to be our guest tomorrow to talk about why he wrote the song "They're Coming to Take Me Away" and others. In the meantime, I am going to, first of all, I want to tell you about the song that we played at the beginning. By the way, although Christmas was Saturday, we still celebrated a little bit after. And so with the last few remnants of songs for Christmas, I'm going to get into today's show. And so the one at the top of the hour was Amazin' Grass. His name is Kevin Bloody Wilson. He's Wilson like me. Kevin Bloody Wilson.
You're related?
You know, if I was going to be related to any Wilson, this guy would probably be one of the cool ones. He certainly is. He got a great Australian accent. And I like the line at the end where he says, "Somebody bring out the bars, bars!" Amazin' Grass. Anyway, we got some other cool tunes coming up throughout the show to celebrate a little bit after Christmas. And I hope everybody out there had a hempy Christmas. I don't know about you, Birdman. Did you have a hempy Christmas?
Yeah, I sure did. I still got Christmas presents to smoke yet. So we might as well play Christmas songs.
That's right. We might as well. I agree. Well, in the meantime, this is a story. I want to move on to some news here before we move to a different song. I wanted to get to this a couple of times in the last week or so, but boy, I'll tell you, I made this comment to somebody recently, Burn Man, that even a decade ago, there wasn't enough in the news to cover 2 hours a week. Not that I didn't figure out a way to bullcrap my way through it. Now, there's so much in the news, I can't keep up with it. We don't have enough time. So this is one thing that is important. Now, we have mentioned this in the past, but it is, excuse me, the ongoing story of what is coming out of Michigan. Wait a minute now. This is supposed to be Michigan. Am I on the wrong thing? This says Wyoming. Maybe it's Wyoming, Michigan, because it's Michigan. The ACLU will represent Wyoming attorney John Terbeck in his lawsuit against the city, saying its ordinance violates state law regarding medical marijuana. Terbeck alleges the city council decision violates state law and the will of the state voters will approve medical marijuana, who approved medical marijuana at the polls in 2008. City council members initiated the ban, saying marijuana can be distributed safely by pharmacists, not by licensed marijuana caregivers, as Michigan law allows. It's disappointing that elected officials in the city of Wyoming, Michigan, are so quick to ignore the will of the people who are overwhelmingly voted for compassionate care for patients like John, whose pain is eased by the use of medical marijuana, said Michael Nelson, ACLU of Michigan, cooperating attorney, in a press release. Our goal is to uphold the rights of patients and caregivers who have done nothing wrong but are treated like criminals by local officials. The ACLU sued Birmingham, Bloomfield Hills, and Livonia for approving laws that ban medical marijuana, arguing that their ordinances cannot flout state law. Terbeck filed the lawsuit in Kent County Circuit Court. So this is another ongoing story coming out of Michigan. ACLU, I'll tell you, I don't want to say anything bad about the Ohio ACLU, but they certainly do not pick up these cases. Although we're not a medical state, there are cases that I believe, personally, they could pick up, Burnman, in the state of Kentucky as well. But the ACLU of Michigan is booming away. They've also picked up the case of the gentleman who is a medical marijuana patient that was one of Walmart's top employees numerous times in the city in which he lived in Michigan, or lives in Michigan, and Walmart fired him after he tested positive for marijuana, after an alleged injury of some sort. And so they fired him. So now the ACLU has that case as well, along with these other few cases against the city councils that are trying to thwart what the voters wanted. So keeping everybody up on what's going on at our neighbor's state.
And it may be that they just got more members up there.
Well, one thing I will say, You know, I talked to a friend of mine from Michigan the other yesterday for Christmas, and as I pointed out, there isn't as many activists in the state of Ohio as there is in the city of Detroit, Burnman. I know more people out of Detroit than I know out of Ohio.
Yeah.
That are active in this movement. So that's one reason why our neighboring state was able to do what they did. One of the things that I know going on in Ohio is that due to not having as many people, instead of going to the voters, we're taking it to the senators and the congressmen and stuff. And, of course, then they play their games. So it's kind of a catch-22. We need so many signatures here in Ohio to do stuff that it's almost not cost worthy unless you have a lot of money like the gamblers in the gambling casinos behind you. Maybe they'll get on our bandwagon when they build their casino. What do you think? Bring more tourism that's positive to the city. So, anyway, that's out of Michigan. And let me go to my next one. We'll jump to Nevada. This is a ridiculous ruling by state Supreme Court judges out of Nevada. It seems to me that people that went to college should be able to understand the law and understand how things work. And obviously, the Supreme Court of Nevada, they need to go back to school. Nevada Supreme Court rejects marijuana users' driving bid. A California woman who legally smoked marijuana in her home state and then drove across the Nevada state line with an inactive marijuana metabolite in her system is still guilty under the state's impaired driving law, the Nevada Supreme Court ruled. Now, remember, folks, I'm going to stop for a minute. Ohio has similar laws, except that instead of a degree of 5, I believe it's 50 here, which at least is a little bit better. Still doesn't show impairment, but it certainly is better than 5 on the THC level. Shira Garfinkel was convicted in Incline Justice Court of being over the legal limit of marijuana metabolite, which is the inactive substance the body produces to get rid of marijuana's active ingredient, THC. Her lawyer, Deputy Public Defender Priscilla Nelson, appealed, arguing that since the metabolite is an inactive substance, it does not affect the patient's ability to drive, and the law is unconstitutional. Makes sense, right, Burnman?
Yes, same thing Gatewood says.
And he wins every case and they get thrown out.
Yeah.
Because not only is it unconstitutional, but you can't be intoxicated because it's a DUI, driving under, you know, influence. There's an intoxication word thrown in there somewhere. There is no toxic level of marijuana. That's how Gatewood wins. He goes, so give me your show me the toxic level. There isn't any. Oh, well, then how can you be intoxicated?
It shows that in the liver. What about in the brain?
Yeah, right. Justices Nancy Seda, Michael Cherry, and Mark Gibbons disagreed in a sharply, sounds like parents, in a sharply worded unpublished decision, which means the ruling only applies to this case and does not set legal precedents, thank God. The justices that said they already ruled in another case that the law appropriately applies to both marijuana's active ingredient and the metabolite, and they don't need to revisit that decision. They also dismissed Garfinkel's claims that the law interferes with her right to travel because she is a legal user of marijuana in California, and Nevada's DUI law would keep her from crossing the state line. I think I see a case maybe going to the Supreme Court. We'll follow up on that. The law does not prohibit her from traveling, the justices said. It criminalizes her driving a motor vehicle through the state with prohibited substances in her blood and urine. The urine police. The blood police. Nielsen said she was somewhat discouraged with the ruling and said she has not yet decided if she'll ask the full court to review the case. I'm disappointed that they did not apply a legal analyst. They just looked at the bottom line of the Williams case. That was a different case. Jessica Williams was convicted in 2002 of running over and killing 6 teenagers after smoking marijuana. She appealed and the high court affirmed her conviction, saying the law served 2 legitimate state interests, promoting highway safety and deterring the illicit use of drugs, Nielsen said. Nielsen said that neither of those points apply in this case. The metabolite does not impact driving ability because it's inactive and the drug use in the case was legal. Well, we will keep you up on that. And as far as I can remember about the case where the person supposedly was smoking pot, they were not stoned at the time. It was just metabolites in her system, but they ran her over the coals. And that's what they're doing, folks. They're lying and saying that marijuana causes accidents, blah, blah, blah. there really isn't any case where somebody has been shown to be stoned and that's what caused it. Just that it happened to be in their system from earlier or days before use. And so anyway, we will follow up on that as because I believe they'll probably file for either the full court. And once that happens, if they lose there, that's a case that needs to go to the Supreme Court, because that will judge whether or not. Of course, now, you know, to be real, I guess, in the reality in which we really live, the Supreme Court of our country is ridiculous right now and ruling wrong a lot anyway. I'm not even a lawyer and I can read the law correctly compared to what the judges are doing. But you know how that goes. Let's see. Let's go ahead and skip to a song, Burn Man. I know we got something queued up here. And, of course, if you did just tune in, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress, and he's the Burn Man, and he's going to roll it up for you. And you might get a little chilly. You might get a little frosty. So we hope you get warm before you come back. It's Hemp Rock Radio here at WVQC.
Was a turned-on dude by trade, with a hashish pipe and a bag of grass and two keys he made the grade. Oh, Frosty the dope man was a pusher man, they say. Well, he sold some snow and the kiddies know how it's cut and how it's made. There must have been some magic in that old brown joint they found, for when they lit the bugger up, they began to dance around. But Frosty the dope man was as rich as he could know, and the kiddies say he can wheel and deal way down in Mexico. Look at Frosty plant those weird looking seeds. He'll get you anything that you need. Frosty the dope man knew the kids were into grass, so he said, smoke up and you'll get really messed up with all this dynamite stash. Well, down through the village where you'll find all the heads dealing here and there in Washington Square, saying, you want to buy some Reds? Well, he went down to the streets of town, right to the plainclothes cop, but he only sold a little bit when he heard him holler, stop! But Frosty the dope man couldn't stop to socialize, so he waits along saying it'll be long before you get any special buys. Look at Frosty plant those weird looking seeds. He'll get you anything that you need.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The
Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM. Okay, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and of course we are also at WVQC.org. We hope you're listening in both places. And I got somebody
we're
saying
we're on the radio now.
Oh, she said we're on the radio now.
We have now you might be listening on the
now
radio.
You might be listening on 95.7 FM. All right. Well, we hope that that stays on the air. Anyway, I want to jump real quick and remind everybody there is, of course, the Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky chapter of the Willie Nelson Teapot Party, and I believe we'll be having another meeting in the next couple of weeks at some point, and not sure where that's going to be at, but how do you find out where your local Teapot Party is? You go to meetup.com/teapot party and find out. Stick your city in and find out where your meeting is.
And if you ain't got one, start one.
Start one. Willie will certainly approve of that. And, of course, you can go to facebook.com/teapot party and also find out what states and cities are joining in with that to ask to tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. And, of course, our motto is, we lean a little to the left. So, anyway, we, of course, here in the local area, and for Kentucky specifically, we support the Gatewood Galbraith campaign, and there seems to possibly be a fundraiser that might be coming up soon somewhere in the Northern Kentucky area in the next month or so, couple months maybe, and we'll keep you up on that because there will be some fundraising for Gatewood's and D. Riley's campaign for governor in the state of Kentucky 2011. Now, if you want to contact them, of course, to find out what's going on, you can call 866-302-2011 for the year of 2011 that they're running. And you could also go to gatewood.com and print out a petition that you can get your friends who are registered voters or even your people you don't know. Walk up to strangers and say, here, would you like anybody to be on the ballot and Gatewood Galbraith to be on the ballot so people can run for governor? Here, sign here if you're a registered voter. If not, get them registered. Get yourself registered. It's not that hard. It's not even painful. And can I just say, how good do you feel when you walk out of the voting booth, Burn Man?
I feel pretty good.
Do you feel a rush come over you when you're hitting those buttons and stuff over there in Kentucky?
Now, I don't know about feeling a rush.
Well, I'll tell you, it gives me a rush every time I
vote. I wonder if it's even getting counted.
Well, there's that. That's a different element. But, you know, we do know for a fact that some do get counted correctly. If you remember, the Arizona Medical passed by a margin of very few people. Was it Arizona Medical? Something out of Arizona. I forget what it was now. I'm going to forget. I guess I got stoned and forgot. Too many stories in between, not too many joints.
Too far away,
that's right. Anyway, again, if you want to, whether you support Gatewood or not, you can join the Teapot Party if you support marijuana. So we just hope that you also support Gatewood. Now, of course, that's our opinion, not the station's. We let you know that at the beginning of the show. Now, I want to quickly jump the track here. I wanted to get this out last week and didn't get a chance to. This comes from MAPS. If you don't know who MAPS is, they are the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. Okay. Their mission is to treat conditions for which conventional medicines provide limited relief, such as post-traumatic stress and anxiety associated with life-threatening illness, by developing psychedelics and marijuana into prescription medications. This is the letter to me. Dear Lynn, they say, we are pleased to report that we submitted our newest protocol to the FDA. The proposed study will investigate if marijuana is suitable for managing symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Meanwhile, the Office of Public Health and Science at the Department of Health and Human Services, the HHS, is evaluating the protocol for scientific merit before they decide whether they will give us permission to purchase marijuana from NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the monopoly provider of marijuana for research. NIDA has already informed us that it does not have the potencies and varieties of marijuana that we require for this investigation. Specifically, it has neither marijuana containing CBDs or the cannabidiol, a naturally occurring component of marijuana that has been reported to reduce anxiety, nor marijuana containing 12% THC. We are now waiting to learn whether NIDA will produce this marijuana for our study. NIDA's lack of marijuana for CBD or high amounts of THC highlights the inadequacy of their supply and shows why the NIDA monopoly should end. There are more details about our protocol submission in the letter, and you can get that information if you go to maps.org. Of course, they are a nonprofit if you'd like to help them out. Now, here's what the basics of this, folks. NIDA. I know everybody out there always says, oh, you know that the government grows marijuana down on a university in Mississippi. That's right, folks. That is the NIDA-granted program at the Mississippi University. They have plots of land where they grow crappy, I've smoked it, marijuana. Okay, this is the marijuana that is given to the patients that the federal government still provides medical marijuana under the Compassionate Act program that Clinton promised to put back in order and didn't. Yes, Clinton lied. Imagine that. And there are four patients left, and they get 30 joints a month in a can. You can even go do a Google search while you're here listening. Marijuana can medicine or medical marijuana in a can from the U.S. government. You'll find it. There's pictures of it out there on the web. You can see these cans. It's crappy marijuana. They roll it up with the seeds and the stems, and it's like crappy Mexican pot you buy off the street.
It's like in one of them brew cake cans.
Exactly. And it's just ridiculous. So they're saying, sure, you can test marijuana, but you have to get it from NIDA, and their marijuana is crap, and why waste our time testing it? We already know it's crap. So that's the kind of studies that our government wants to do. Now, if somebody came and said, hey, we'd like to do a study, Mr. Obama, and we'd like some money from your groups that can pay for the study, we would like to prove that marijuana is bad for you. How much money do you think they'd spill over to that, Burn Man?
Oh, yeah, they put out a lot.
Yeah, all kinds of money would go to that.
Prove it's bad?
Yeah, to prove it's bad? Yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing that and doing that. I think they're tired of doing it, ain't it?
Well, no, they're not. They'll still do it. And they'll still lie.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we'll be back. I'm gonna be bitching some more, so stay tuned, because you know me, that's what I do. In the meantime, go ahead and roll track number 8. It's Jet Baker. We'll be back. Temp Rock Radio.
Melt down the stone snowman.
White flakes fall and they twirl around all day long, and they hit the ground. I hear the sound through the quiet hush winter storm, coming from the corner in the back puffin' barn. Ice cold bong smoke smelling in the hood. Dude, the stone snowman is so good. Cinnamon red hot eyes all glazed, cookie for a nose, been puffing all day. Roll a big ball of snow, then another, boy, you know you got an ice cold brother. Dreadlock mop top, puffing on the cash crop, everybody come along. Roll a big ball of snow, then another, boy, you know you got an ice cold brother. To the donut snowman, now where you gonna be? To the donut snowman, come with me. Sorry all y'all down south, he won't be coming. Y'all are warm all year, so I don't wanna hear complaining. He'll be up in the snow belt, chilling where he don't melt down from the heat or melt down from the weed. Now you can see him in the backyard, or maybe in the front yard, or maybe in the park. And when you see him, you won't mistake him. You wanna meet him, or then you make him. Roll a big ball of snow, then another, boy, you know you got an ice cold brother. Tie-dye t-shirt, puffin' cause his tie's hurt, everybody come along. Roll a big ball of snow, then another, boy, you know you got an ice cold brother. Do the donut snowman, the way you're gonna be. Do the donut snowman, talk with me. Do the donut snowman, the way you're gonna be. To the donut snowman, talk with me. In the morning when I'm walking in the park, talk with me. A donut snowman, we'll do some dancing in the dark. Talk with me, donut snowman. Okay, here's the deal. If you talk with me, donut snowman, then I'll hook you up. A roll of eight ball of snow, then another ten more. If you wanna, got an ice cold mama. Beach towel, mini skirt, looking like a big flirt. Now you got it going on. A roll of eight ball of snow, then another ten more. If you wanna, got an ice cold mama. Do the donut snowman, now where you gonna be? Do the donut snowman, talk with me. Oh yeah. I see the donut snowman all around the neighborhood. Donut snow girls. You can hear them talking. They talk to each other. I've heard them.
Donut snowman. Pretty chilly.
Yeah, chilly. Yeah, well, yeah, I got a chilly willy.
My nipples are like icicles.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
Quit hogging the joint. Quit hogging the joint, Burn Man. Was that a chilly song or what? That was just a chilly song. That was, of course, Jet Baker with the Stoner Snowman. Are you starting to catch a theme here, Burn Man?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Jet Baker is one of the coolest artists in this movement. Everything he does has got such a great beat. I love it. I love it. He is one of the winners, of course, of the Marijuana Music Awards, I think a few years in a row, actually, with different cuts. That, of course, again, is off of his Christmas LP. Played some of his stuff last week, and we have one more clip before the end of the show, so stay tuned for another Jet Baker coming up. But that was Stoner Snowman. Now, I'm not the only one that bitches about stuff, okay? This comes from Corporate Accountability International, a nonprofit organization. I got this in my mail the other day, and I don't even try to get this information. It just comes to me. What this is their Corporate Hall of Shame inductee ballot. And of course, they're trying to get me to vote for who I think belongs in the Hall of Shame. And the eight organizations, companies that are on the list of the inductees are BP, Chevron, Goldman Sachs, McDonald's, Monsanto, our friends, Nestle, Pfizer, and J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, I'm going to do a quick run through on some of these. BP for causing the worst environmental catastrophe in U.S. history. That's right. Devastating the livelihoods of millions across the Gulf and putting profits ahead of safety, leading to the explosion that cost the lives of 11 oil rig workers. Now, should we add Halliburton to that? Because that's whose rig it was, and that's who let it blow and kept screwing it up. So along with BP, Halliburton needs to put in there. I think they should be on the list, but they're not. Chevron for dumping more than 18.5 billion gallons of highly toxic chemicals into Ecuador's drinking water supply, causing widespread disease and illness, and refusing to clean up its mess or compensate the victims.
I never even heard of that.
I know. Like I said, I get things in my mail and I learn things. Thank God for organizations like this, even if I can't donate to them. Also nominated Goldman Sachs. You remember them? Bailout banks for turning $6.5 billion in taxpayer bailout dollars into executive bonuses, defrauding investors, and impeding a federal investigation into the firm's central role in the financial crisis. Y'all wonder why everybody's broke around the world? This is why, folks. Especially in this country. Oh, we have to save the banks. Here's a bunch of money. Oh, thanks. Now we get to go home and party with it. That's what those executives did. Not a dime of it went to the people. McDonald's. Now, you know, I'm opposed to most of McDonald's, but I don't think they necessarily deserve to. Maybe they do. I don't know. For influence, peddling, and predatory marketing to children that is driving the deadly epidemic of diet-related disease, now devastating communities globally and leading to the breakdown of the entire food system. Well, I guess, you know, if you look in China, who's normally healthy, and now there's McDonald's all over China, now the Chinese are getting fat instead of eating their own healthy foods. Okay, I'm saving Monsanto for last, because that's the one that pisses me off the most. Nestle, for undermining the human right to water and aggressively expanding its environmentally destructive water bottling operations over the objections of communities globally. Pfizer, for eliciting the largest criminal fine ever imposed in the U.S. for falsely claiming a drug was FDA approved, though it had been withdrawn for its mortal health risks. J.P. Morgan, for accepting taxpayer bailouts of more than 94 billion while spending millions lobbying against financial reform, including the mortgage reform and anti-predatory lending act. They took the money that they got and went and spent money to lobby to get rules in their favor so they can rob more. Can I get that job? And last but not least, Monsanto. Now, there is other things that I want to get to about Monsanto, but right now this is it says it all. For mass producing cancer-causing chemicals, aggressively running small farms out of business, and for recklessly promoting genetically engineered seeds that threaten food scarcity globally. I'll do this real quick. I read an article last night that 2 years ago, Prince Charles came out against Monsanto and their Terminator seeds and their genetically modified seeds, the GMO plants, the cotton seeds that they forced the Indian and conned the Indian farmers over in India to buy, that now 135,000 farmers have committed suicide because they're losing their lands because the seeds didn't grow. And, of course, all of their good seeds that would make more seeds the next year got confiscated. They have no seeds to plant. In order to grow more cotton seeds, they have to buy more from Monsanto. And they did that 2 years in a row. The crops failed, didn't do as promised, and 135,000 people 2 years ago had been committing suicide because they're losing their lands in India. Thanks to Monsanto.
What's that part about got confiscated?
Yes. They said they made a law that you're not – they did this in Iraq, too. India and Iraq are the experimental lands that Monsanto is using to figure out how to force laws through and con the governments into making it so they're exclusive. They get an exclusive contract that only their seeds, the Terminator seeds, that when they grow a plant, don't make seeds viable to make a new plant. Okay? They can only buy their seeds. Therefore, if their crop dies, they can't go buy other seed, and their seeds won't be making any more seeds. So they're screwed, basically. And then guess what? Because they can't pay back the loans that they got to buy the expensive seeds from the Monsanto company, that now they can't pay it back, they lose their farms to the government. And then, of course, who gets in on that but Monsanto?
What about the people who was eating the corn?
This was cottonseed.
Oh.
Now, there's countries right now, and that's part of the topic. I'll talk about more of it tomorrow, where they are 3 years ago, the ambassador to France was giving memos, and it was released in WikiLeaks, that they had to do something to go after France, who was going to ban the GMO seeds of corn and stuff from Monsanto. They were going to try to mess with them in other countries in the EU that were going to ban it, that eventually did. Okay, so real quick, because I don't want to forget this, because this is kind of a disgusting thing coming out of our movement, which, as far as I'm concerned, we're all connected. All of this is connected, folks, and that's why I'm reading this. But this comes out of Colorado, and it just really pisses me off. More trouble for accused marijuana doctor. This is out of Aurora, Colorado. Remember the word, Aurora. An Aurora doctor arrested last summer and accused of doing doling out bogus medical marijuana recommendations can no longer practice medicine amid new accusations he recommended pot for a pregnant woman. I say, good for him. It's the safest medicine for nausea, people. Mothers out there, listen, it is the safest marijuana. Medical marijuana is the safest for pregnancy, for nausea.
For anything.
For anything.
The doctor tells them to eat an aspirin.
Yeah, aspirin.
Dies from aspirin.
Aspirins can
take
make you have an abortion. You know, will abort the child if you take too much, okay? The Colorado Medical Board last month suspended, now here's the clincher, Manuel Aquino Villamins, Spanish guy, Hispanic. They're going after him, okay? The Colorado Medical Board last month suspended him, his medical license, pending the outcome of an investigation into allegations he recommended it to the pregnant woman. The new accusations against him were first reported by on the Solutions Health Policy Analysis website, a product of the University of Colorado School of Public Affairs. Because he didn't ask if she was pregnant. First of all, he didn't know she was pregnant. They claim, well, he didn't even ask. Since when is that a question that they ask medical marijuana people? They only ask you that at the dentist if they're going to, or the doctor if they're going to do x-rays on you, or if they're going to maybe do a hysterectomy. I've never been asked if I was pregnant other than those conditions, and not when I was in California getting my medical. Okay? It shouldn't matter, folks. This is another example of them harassing people and going after the children. And that's a topic for tomorrow as well with our guest tomorrow. So stay tuned for that, for Jerry Samuels. But here's something else. This is what really, really, really pissed me off, Birdman. They're arresting and going after this doctor and taking his medical license away for doing what the state law allows. The law doesn't say you can give it to everybody but pregnant mothers. They're harassing this guy, raking him over the coals, ruining his life, and destroying patients' lives in the process. And in the same city, Burn Man, Aurora Dare Sergeant facing child pornography charges. Same city. Right off the same information website that I read the other article, there was a link to this.
Nope.
Same story. White guy, white cop. Okay.
Aurora is the largest city in Colorado.
Well, yeah, there you go.
It's like a suburb of Denver ain't nothing.
No. Yeah, yeah. An Aurora police sergeant who coordinates the department's anti-drug program for children has been arrested in El Paso County on child pornography charges. Sergeant Morgan Selman, 39, a 14-year Aurora police veteran, faces up to 12 years in prison if convicted of the charges, according to the Colorado Springs Police. Selman, who worked as the department's quartermaster and DARE coordinator, has been placed on unpaid leave pending the investigation. According to Colorado Springs investigators, Westminster Police tipped off El Paso County investigators that Selman was likely in possession of child pornography. Selman lives in Peyton near Colorado Springs. Investigators were granted a search warrant to retrieve evidence from Selman's house while he wasn't there. Those cops, if they were paying more attention to themselves and not worrying about doctors who are trying to help people with marijuana in a state that's allowed, I just don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. What is going on, people? Wake up. Okay, the DARE program is ridiculous, and they got child predators going to the schools in police uniforms in Aurora, Colorado. Don't you just love justice, Birdman? How that works? A doctor's losing his license for giving medical marijuana to a woman he didn't even know was pregnant, didn't have to ask, and this guy, thank God the other cops busted him, he's going to our schools teaching kids to not do drugs, but here, do my drugs while I screw you. Okay. Boy, I don't understand. I have to say I am really the pissed off hemptress at the moment. I need a joint, Burn Man. Can you roll me up one?
Yeah, I've been rolling.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Got a whole pile of them here.
Of course, the show coming up is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where Hippie meets the Hood. Should be up soon, but we're going to probably run over a few minutes because we weren't on the air in the beginning. Our signal was not on, and we got started a few minutes late. So I'm going to ramble for another minute or so, but we're going to cut to a song, and then the show will be over till tomorrow. But, of course, the guest tomorrow, please, folks, get your friends, everybody around the computer and around your radio where you can hear this show, because for those of you that don't know who this gentleman is, Jerry Samuels, otherwise known as Napoleon the 14th, you're going to want to hear his story, because he has a story also very similar to what's going on in many, many people's lives, and it's all about medical marijuana, and you know, the song, although, is about a girlfriend that broke up with him, it's really about his family who tried to have him committed, Burn Man, for smoking marijuana for his bipolar and manic depression back in the late 60s. And he has other songs also that we'll be playing tomorrow dedicated to this issue, and we'll be talking to him through most of the show tomorrow. Again, that's tomorrow's guest, Jerry Samuels from Philadelphia. You can look him up online, folks, jerrysamuels.org, I believe, or .com, either way. He will be our live guest on the telephone tomorrow. Burn Man, thank you. I appreciate it for rolling that pot up. I certainly need to join after that Aurora story. And we've got Jet Baker coming up with a bong, bong, bong. And it's Hemp Rock Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 to 3, WVQC 95.7 FM.
Every day is a holiday. What you gonna do about it?
Bong, 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 bong.
Holiday. I'm gonna celebrate, it's gonna be great. I got the kind, put out a lot of love and ignore the hate. I'll take a little puff with your soulmate.
Bong, bong, bong.
Everybody,
bong, bong, bong.
Move your body,
bong.
Every day is a holiday. Move your body, bong. Sway and the beat play.
Bong, bong, bong.
Everybody, feel your body, feel the rhythm, feeling naughty, 1, 2, 3, where you gonna be, move your body and stick with me,
bong, bong, bong,
everybody,
bong, bong, bong,
move your body, every day is a holiday, move your body, sway and the beat play,
bong, bong, bong.
Now I know that you're having a good time, smart like that, and you read between the lines, and you're feeling fine, yo, you feel my rhyme, it's about that time,
that time.
Hey dude, what time is it? I think it's time to take a hit, what you gonna do? Just look at it, go ahead and hit that shit. 420 and it's time to rock it, got a nugget in my pocket. If you wanna come along, if you wanna hit the bong, bong. Bong, everybody,
bong, bong, bong,
move your body. It's a holiday, I'm gonna celebrate, it's gonna be great. I got the kind date, put out a lot of love, and ignore the hate. I'll take a little puff with your soulmate.
Bong, bong, bong,
everybody. Bong,
bong, bong,
move your body. Feel the rhythm in your body, feel the rhythm. Feeling naughty, 1, 2, 3, where you gonna be? Move your body, you'll stick with me. Every day is a holiday. Move your body, sway in the deep play. Bong, 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 bong. It's a holiday, I'm gonna celebrate. I'm gonna be great. Have a kind day, put out a lot of love. And ignore the hate, I'll take a little puff with your soulmate.
Bong, bong, bong.
Everybody,
bong.
Do you want other notes in there? I was like, I only did it on a couple. You just want it on the bongs?
Whenever you feel it, feel it.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash.
seeking for the legalization of marijuana.
Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com.
I got a hand full of wonders. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and grow me green leaves tree.
Do you want marijuana? Do you want marijuana?
Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay Alday with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.